Well, let's get right to it. Let's go to Communist China to see what it is that the corrupt means to establish right here in America. It's called the Chinese Social Credit System. The system is a governmental-led initiative that assigns citizens and businesses a score based, get this, on their behavior and compliance with laws and regulations. Now, according to the Chinese government, this system is premised on the philosopher Confucius. I'm not making it up. This system claims to aim and reward positive behavior and punish negative behavior through various measures. In other words, they are rewarded or punished according to their allegiance and submission to their master, the state. While the U.S. does not have a formal social credit system in the same way as China, it does have mechanisms to track and address various issues related to credit worthiness and compliance, at least thus far. Let's take a look at how this system is used in China today, and please pay attention to the details. Businesses and individuals with a bad social credit score face several potential punishments. And because of this public nature of the blacklist system, people and organizations with low credit could face restrictions from certain luxuries like travel and lodgings. However, the challenges of low social credit also extend to basic needs like school and employment. Travel bans. People with low social credit ratings often face restrictions from traveling by plane or train in China. The travel ban also extends to traveling overseas to stop people with bad social credit from leaving the country. School bans. Those with a low social credit score may face school bans for their children. Schools and universities deny students whose parents have violations on their social credit score, such as high debt. Hotel bans. Similar to the travel ban, certain hotels ban individuals with low social credit scores. Hotel bans hinder people's ability to travel for work or tourism and limit freedom to move throughout the country. Internet throttling. People with low credit scores may also face slower internet speeds as a penalty. Internet throttling impacts an individual's ability to apply for jobs, communicate with others, and access information online. Career obstacles. Individuals with low social credit scores may face career challenges in China. Companies consult blacklists before hiring, and some positions in government are restricted to those who meet a social credit threshold. Public shame. Given the public nature of the social credit system and blacklist, people with poor credit often face public shaming. Regulators have encouraged naming and shaming practices, harming individuals' social standing and preventing businesses from growing. Sound familiar, friends? Because much of this was tested on the American people during the pandemic. Remember, this is also in the works in America through different unconstitutional measures and avenues. Now, before concluding, do contemplate that our rights come from the Lord, not the generosity of the state. What is it that we can observe here? This government of ours is a limited representative government, and it has clearly gone rogue. If they are not criminally trying to remove cash to create a cashless system in order to wield control over your lives, they are simultaneously attempting to create a social credit score system just like that of China. The blatant usurpations in acting outside of their representee scope of authorities, this is where the said representatives assume authority that has never been delegated from we the people unto them. Their blatant undermining of the law demonstrates that they act out under the color of law while transgressing the law in establishing what they deem as policy. As a side note, color of law refers to the appearance of legal authority or an apparent legal right that does not exist. The term is often used to describe the abuse of power under the guise of state authority and is therefore, again, illegal. This is where they attempt to put themselves in the place of the lawgiver, just like that of the Communist Chinese. Additionally, communism has historically been associated with revolutionary movements aimed at overthrowing capitalist systems. And
here we go. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil. It reveals the seat of malady and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. In Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Last week, I highlighted this. I just kind of surfaced it, but in pointing it out, none other than the patriotic blonde highlighted the fact that Donald Trump just announced that he's appointing Mark Zuckerberg, the same guy who said that he was forced by the said representatives in the halls of government to censor, to ban, and to shut down Facebook accounts that dared speak out against the jab or election fraud. And Trump just appointed him to the Science and Technology Advisory Board. Again, I mean, apparently this is how you make America great again. You do the opposite of what you say you're going to do. You know, if you're watching me live on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, quite often what's going on here, if you're looking at me, I'm looking at all the tabs that are pulling up and then new information rolling forward. And then I kind of chuckle because of the way that people try to defend what's going on here. And it's the indefensible. It really, truly is, folks. You are being undermined and you are being lied to. And you got controlled opposition and operatives that are appointed to do the very things that they're doing to you today. Case in point, I know that I've highlighted this one 50 times, but I'll say it again. It takes people about, I don't know, 5 years to finally catch up. But they're figuring out that Candace Owens' husband, he's a sodomite, and he's basically a part of the same money that's going to TPUSA. So there's no difference, folks. And I think people need to put two and two together. Who's profiting from the ignorance of the American people more than these that are put up as the good guys? Well, Candace Owens is one of them, and I'm not going to go through the whole diatribe of all of these names. You know who they are. They're all of your favorite conservative talking heads that are bringing forth no resolve. They're never making reference to the law that condemns the crime. Why? Because then they would be out of a job. Here, do you want me to give you another one? Here's a brand new one. I know very little of him, but I know enough now to tell you what Dr. Shiva's trying to warn you of. He said, here's Theo Vaughn chilling with two Zionist neocons. And he said he used some expletives, and I'm not going to use them on the show here, of course. But he said, these screwballs now lament about Trump while he has profited big from being in the Trump orbit. And then he says, these grifters want to have it both ways, always monetizing for clicks and views. Folks, These individuals that are put up, the Tucker Carlsons, I mean, you've seen him lie to you over and over again. He was caught several times lying about being a part of the CIA. He doesn't have a platform such as his without being deplatformed unless somebody wants him, friends, to be in that position. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves, and it's exactly what's going on. And now you have another one here. Nick Fuentes is another one. All of these that you know of, friends, they're all controlled operatives. They're to get your eyes off of what matters. They're to get your eyes. They're trying to get you distracted from what is most pertinent concerning what's going on in this country. As a matter of fact, let me just jump over to another point that I had in order, but I want to go ahead and pull it forth now. You guys do know, and as I've shared several times, that TPUSA is imploding. I mean, every time we turn around, something's being exposed over there. If they're not receiving literally millions upon hundreds of millions of dollars from Jewish Zionists who mean to control the narrative that I guess Charlie Kirk would have none of, you do know concerning his assassination, I've continuously used the word the alleged assassination. And some people will say, well, Bradley, why are you saying the alleged assassination? For the very reason that we're here now. It's called listening to the Spirit of God. It's called being led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. Why? What do you mean? Well, guess what, friends? What are we finding out? Everything that we've been told about this whole assassination, including the crime scene, including the videos, including no autopsies, including no body being buried. I mean, and the list goes on, and nobody's grieving. And why was the president involved? Why was the vice president involved? So on and so forth. None of it made sense. That's the objective. They want people confused. They don't want to bring resolve. As long as they can keep you confused, they're in control. Isn't that what Barack Obama normalized when he said he legislated it back in 2013? Isn't that the videos and the audios that I've continuously played for you? That when the people don't know what to believe, it's over. Game over. That's what this is all about. Who's profited from this alleged assassination more than TPUSA? Nobody. Okay, let me take it another step just to kind of bring closure to that point. But you guys all know who Joe Kent is, right? He's the guy that just resigned. He said he was going to have nothing to do with what's going on over in Iran. That's what we're being told, right? And then on top of that, it's also interesting to note that general after general after general after general after general after general after general are beginning to stand up and say, we're not going to be a part of this war. And then what they're doing is they're calling Trump out for who he is and what he means to do. Isn't that right? Well, isn't that what Joe Kent did? Yep. That's exactly what he did. And what did Trump do? Of course, he threw him under the bus, just like he does anybody else that speaks out against him, either in word or in action. And that's exactly what he allegedly here has done with Joe Kent. Now, what has Joe Kent said? Joe Kent says he would testify, listen carefully, he would testify in the trial of Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. Let me say it again. Joe Kent says he would testify in the trial of Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. Isn't it interesting that we've been sold by Candace Owens, you know, the go-to girl when it comes to the assassination or the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk? Isn't it interesting that she's doing nothing but uncovering TPUSA? But whatever she wants from TPUSA, she gets. Like, for example, the last thing that came out, just again to further solidify my point here concerning the allegations of the assassination, isn't it interesting that the film came out from behind Charlie Kirk? Did you guys know that the first video that was released to us, do you know that that video was completely doctored? It was CGI'd. You all know that. And then when people started to dissect it and to start to notice it and highlight it nationally, they pulled the video. Do you remember all the blood that was allegedly squirting out of his neck on the left side, right? Him facing us, stage left. Isn't it interesting that from the back, there's absolutely no blood whatsoever? Not a drop. Not a drop of blood is found, friends. Did you know that there's also three videos that have been now released by police officers stating that someone is in a black SUV trying to get out of the SUV who kept getting pulled back into the SUV? See, folks, when we don't have all of the facts, we got to slow our roll. And be careful not to be found a fool in the face of those that are pulling the strings when it comes to the narrative. That's why we got to slow down. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Do want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, love to hear you. Stick to the topic, please. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Would love to hear from some new listeners, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check out the schedule, the store, become a son or daughter of liberty today, so on and so forth. You can also check us out to understand who we are, what it is that we have been doing for the last 30 years, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or another social media platforms would be beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to that page as well. One more time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's what's going on through the mainstream media, Micah 6:16. Always want to back up everything I'm saying here. Criminal Barack Obama. A matter of fact, the current administration called Barack Obama the worst president in American history. Not only was he one of the worst, they're all bad, friends. They're all turning on you and against you.
They're doing their best to incriminate you. Just ask the DHS and their 72 definitions. But with that, we also know that when he went over to Kenyon, I played this video audio for you several times as well. You know, everybody was a conspiracy theory when he was here, and he was, you know, entertaining America's sworn enemies within the People's White House. You know, that he was, and anybody that questioned his status as an American-born citizen, they were just a conspiracy theorist, only to find out that once he was done giving the American people the finger 1,168 times as he desecrated the blood of our family members that fought, bled, died fighting against such people as himself, what does he do? He goes over to Kenya and talks about how he is the firstborn Kenyan as the American president. See how that works, friends? That's why you got to listen to the truth. Jesus came that he said that he came into the world to bear witness of the truth. Remember, it was none other than Pontius Pilate that asked the question, what is the truth? Well, the only way that you're going to hear the truth is when the Lord gives you the ability to hear the truth, okay? Because the wind blows whithersoever it will. And the bottom line is people need to get back to the Word of God and understand that he is not a man that he should lie. His Word is infallible and it's immutable, it's unchangeable. And again, he is not a man that he should lie. You know, case in point, I was just thinking about this, and I'm going to get to this in just a little bit. But I took a friend's advice. There's a movie out. It's a Christian film, and it's called The Great Awakening. And Bob called in, I think it was on Saturday, and he said, Bradley, I went and seen this movie. He goes, I can still feel it now. He goes, it was fantastic. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I wrote down some of the quotes from this film that I seen. And by the way, there was some very powerful parts to this movie. Very powerful parts to this movie. They modernized some of it, but overall, I give the movie a high rating, no question about it. But one of the things that was brought up was, isn't it interesting that people today, and I want you to think about what I'm going to say here, okay? Isn't it interesting to see how an actor, this is one of the quotes that George Whitefield gave during the movie, The Great Awakening. Isn't it interesting to see how an actor can get you to believe what is fictitious? Isn't that interesting that he can get you to believe what is not real? Yet most of the hirelings in the pulpits today, you know, those that call themselves preachers, the said preachers, they can't even get you to believe what they say is true. You want to know why? Because again, the Lord is not going to bear witness to their compromises in any sense of the word. Now, I'm saying that because I want to go back to this and I want to highlight something Barack Obama said. And the best way to always highlight these criminals is let it come out of their own mouth, out of their own wicked hearts. Let their words incriminate them. So it's not Bradley Dean saying that Obama said something he didn't say. We don't do that here. Me and Tim, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we've never done that here. We've always backed it up, and we've always allowed them to say, you know the old saying, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Well, we give them the rope. So they can hang themselves. And we do that by showing you and playing for you to hear with your own ears and in some cases with your own eyes on video platforms or media platforms, the truth of the matter. And I want you to listen to this. This is Barack Obama. Just to show you, I'm not making this up. And don't allow them to continue on, friends, doing the things they're doing, because for every day and every minute that goes by, you're giving more time to them to go ahead and tighten the noose that they mean to put around your neck. This was years ago that he said that, and I want you to listen to this just concerning the quote that I was trying to give you right before the end of the last segment until a hard break came up on us.
A country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe.
He's a devil, people. He really is.
Once they lose trust in their leaders.
And they're all doing it. We don't have leaders.
In mainstream media, in political institutions.
Nobody believes them anyways.
In the possibility of truth. The game's won.
The game is won. So where is all this misinformation coming from, friends? Where are all these lies coming from? Where are all these conspiracy theories coming from? From them.
They're the ones that are flooding the country, the public square, with enough raw footage, he said. So the people don't know what to believe. See, folks, and then when somebody tells you the truth, just like this guy said, he doesn't want to get to the point where people believe the truth. You don't know why? And it doesn't matter. Regardless if Obama or the bad guys want to believe the truth or not, you want to know why they lie? Because they know the truth, people. That's why they lie. You can't make up the word and the definition of what a fool is, but I just gave it to you. See, because the truth that they mean to conceal is the word of God. And do you understand that the truth is like a lion? Like Augustine said. Friends, you don't have to defend it. You just let it go, because that lion, that truth of the word of God, is going to take care of itself. And the bottom line is that lion is out there devouring a lot of things and a lot of people. And the problem that we're having in this country is people believe more as to what is fictitious than they do the word of God. That's why I revert back to the fact that the bad guys know how to lie better than the good guys know how to tell the truth. You know, another thing, let's change topics really quick. You know, another thing I wanted to highlight is the fact that we all do understand that there is going to be another crisis. About every 10 years, folks, they create another crisis, right? You all know that. And you just heard from none other than that comical joker who is dangerous and he's out of hand and he must be brought to justice. And I'm talking about Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, World Economic Forum. He said that there's going to be another one. So Bill Gates is already forecasting another plandemic. Did you know that state representatives, if you want to call them that, that are working for special interest groups, namely the pharmaceutical companies, do you know that right now they're trying to force jab your kids? That includes homeschoolers. I'm here to tell you, nope. Not asking. They have no business there. They're even trying to remove the conscientious objections. Nope. They don't have the authority to do what it is that they mean to implement, people. Are you going to give way to another one when it comes to your kids? That's an advocation of war. I want you to listen carefully to what Carol Baker had to say. She is a CDC. She profits from this. She's an advisor committee on immunization practices. And I want you to listen to what she has to say about you, white people. About you, white people.
When you look at vaccine, the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
So she's saying the majority of the people that refuse the said vaccinations are the white people. And she said what we're going to do is we'll just get rid of all of the white people. Oh, by the way, Carol Baker is a white person. But it shows you how they're colorblind. And again, it defines the word foolish when it comes to the fact that they've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. She doesn't realize that there's a rope waiting for her right now. But again, folks, I want you to know that they're already predicting another crisis. They're the ones telling you it, because you've re-ushered in the father of the vaccine that's responsible for literally millions of deaths through the mRNA, and you are being laughed at every given step of the way, people. At every, because you believe their lies. That's why you're being laughed at. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is harsh. Oh, it's harsh, friends. You know, it's like when Ellison went to the Daily Beast and said, "I don't think people realize how radical and extreme Bradley Dean is." Have you been paying attention to what the bad guys are doing, friends? You need to become extreme in righteousness, people, so your enemies are afraid of you. And I'm not talking about living your life of intimidation, but if that's how they want to live, then let it be on them rather than on you. Because where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. It's time to reverse the roles here, people. Truly, it is time. I wanted to highlight one more thing. I just highlighted the fact that the CDC is saying that the ones that are rejecting these mRNA death jabs are the white people. So she said we need to get, her name was Carol Baker, just so you know, and she said we need to get rid of all the white people. She is so willing to sell out her souls that she wants to eradicate all of those that oppose what she makes her money from, what she monetizes off of, concerning and capitalizing off of, concerning her product that is murdering individuals. They're trying to mandate it right now. But they've already told you this. And I told you they were going to do it again. Not one of them, people, not a one of them has been brought to justice. Not one. How many innocent people have been brought to the grave? And you keep standing back and allow them to do it again and again, even when it comes to your own kids. This is nothing new. Again, read Amos 4, Amos chapter 4. Remember the prophet that was sent? And he, you know, the name Amos means burden bearer. He was the one that was sent in. He was never a prophet. He wasn't born. He wasn't a son of a prophet. He was just one that was sent to go in, and he was just out there doing his thing. And then one day the Lord opened up his eyes and said, listen, I want you to go do what these people won't do and tell them this is what's going on. I'm going to drop a plumb line, and I'm not going to overpass their wicked deeds anymore. So tell those people to prepare to meet their God. Oh, that's not the God that I know. He's not a that's not a loving God. Oh, isn't it? Really? Have you taken the time to see the heart of God and understanding that he gave his son to redeem us through the sacrifice of his own son, through the bloodshed of his own son? No. Let me say it again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. And that's exactly what America's guilty of. Americans, you're being set up. You're absolutely being set up. And this all falls from Zionism. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. You guys already know that David Toto, a rabbi, said that the Muslims are used as a broom in the hand of modern-day Israel to sweep away their political opposition. Who's the problem? The Gentiles, Europeans, white people. Are you not paying attention to the fact that a high percentage in the 90% ratio of your said representatives have already sold you out to a criminal, to a war criminal named Benjamin Netanyahu? His name is Mylakowski. He's from Poland. I got to remind people of that because they forget. Because they're listening to the preachers that are lying to them and they're believing their fictitious stories because they don't want to listen to guys like me who are telling them the truth. Read Revelation 3:9. Now, I say all that because some people say, man, that's just, you know, the gospel you preach, man, it's just harsh. You mean, does it sound like this? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men? 2 Corinthians 5, is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about like the voice of one crying out in the wilderness? And what was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or are you talking about like perhaps in certain parts of scripture where Jesus himself, he gets so angry with what's going on. So what he does is he takes a cord and he makes a whip out of it and he goes inside in the marketplace and he overthrows the tables and the money changers and tells them, this is what you've done with my father's house. This is to be a house of prayer. But what have you made it? A den of thieves. Whoa, is that harsh? Or is it harsh? Let me ask you, is it harsh when Jesus said that he was going to go up to the cross and he was going to go on Calvary and he was going to die for the sins of the world as the propitiation for the sins of the world? Is that what we're talking about? 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Is that what we're talking about where he was angry? No. Remember when he said that he was going up and he was going to die? He was going to be crucified? He was going to be handed over to the Gentiles and then they were going to crucify him? Remember that? That was pretty harsh what those men were doing, wasn't it? But see, it was the Lord's plan. And people don't understand that the cross of Jesus Christ wasn't a defeat. The only defeat there was is upon a judgment upon the head of Satan himself, because it was a victory for us in Christ Jesus. But do you remember, right, when in Matthew 16:23, where he was talking about going up and he was going to be crucified. And in the process of being crucified, Peter looked at him and said, far be it from you. Do you remember this? When he spoke out of turn, when he spoke from his reprobate state because he wasn't converted yet. And do you remember when Jesus looked at him and said, get behind me, Satan? Whoa! Can you imagine that, people, today? A preacher standing up there and telling somebody that didn't understand spiritual matters to get behind me, Satan, for you savor the things of men and not of God. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my goodness. The mainstream media would be in an upheaval, spreading the message of the gospel, not understanding what they're doing and what they're saying. The Lord was saying, listen to me. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. This is the purpose that I came into the world, to judge the enemy of your souls. But you don't understand it yet, but you will. Was that harsh? My goodness, people. Here, let me show you something really quick. You know the word austere? Here, I want to go over there really quick, and I want you to see it. Because, again, I think it's important that we all understand what the Lord says and how he says it and why he says it. Because the Bible says that he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, like what you're used to. Oh, case in point. I told you I just went and seen the movie The Great Awakening. Oh, I think there's probably six people in the theater. The people could care less about the things of God here, right? For the most part. And you know what's crazy about it? Is when George Whitefield used to preach. Now just take what I'm going to tell you and put it up to what you see in America today. You want to know why preachers today have to have microphones? Because there's no life. They're not ministers of the flames of fire. No, what you have for the most part in America is dead men preaching to dead men. That's what you have. Take this and go back to the beginning era of this country. George Whitefield, when he preached, did you know that he could preach to 30,000 people at a time? 30,000 people deep could hear him preach. How dare a preacher stand up and preach out against the sins by thundering forth the word of God as he was called to do? Oh, what is wrong with that heretic? What is wrong with that man? Nope, look what you've been accustomed to. Dead men preaching to dead men. And they need the microphones. But again, preachers back in the day during the founding era, they didn't need microphones. They were preaching 30,000 people deep, friends, and they could hear them. We were talking about bold men. We're talking about righteous men. We're talking about men that didn't talk about the Lord, but knew the Lord, and the Lord bore witness on their behalf. But today, that looks harsh. You know what, friends? I want you to listen to me. I just want to show you the hypocrisy of the people in this country. You know, people listen to a guy like me and they say, why is that guy so aggressive? Why is he so militant? Because that's the spirit that I'm born of. The question that I have for you is, why are you not, if you claim to be a Christian? My Bible tells me that we serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah, a man of war. My Bible tells me what I tell you, but with power and signs and wonders. You know, today, I guess we're just so used to a conveyance without demonstration, and we're supposed to accept that. And what am I saying? They preach the word, say they, with absolutes, but with no witness on what they're preaching. So if you go to church today, and they speak much of conclusion and bring forth no evidence, it's then time for you to find another place to go, because there's no witness. Hey, friends, let me say this. Men are made to collide with the enemies of the gospel. Look at the cross. Look at the 11 of the 12 that were martyred. You're made to come into collusion with the idols that are around you, and they are every direction you look. But you've been trained by generations of effeminate seminary professors that somehow or another have taught you that your job is to be nice and sweet and that conflict is bad. And I'm here to tell you, that's unscriptural. If Jesus came about and preached the same message the way effeminate professors of today preached it, he would have never been crucified in a million years. Nobody had ever been converted. What was the Holy Ghost supposed to use? Not limiting the Holy Ghost. I speak as a man. But my goodness, people, how far we have fallen from the living Christ. And I'm talking about a people as a whole. Now, let me put this into contrast and show you a different perspective of what I'm talking about. Isn't it interesting that when you hear a preacher slaying sin, Hosea 6:5, and emanating
and emulating their Lord in power, or even his word had power over the enemy of men's souls. It's interesting that when you preach in such a fashion, there's something wrong with you. You're heretical. But have you gone to a football game? Have you gone to a basketball game? Have you gone to a hockey game? I'm sure you have. Isn't it interesting to listen to those commentators lose their voice over someone scoring? Losing their voice over somebody scoring. I'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Yeah, I got it. 281-845-4704. Just dumping a lot of information. Pro or con, if you want to call, great. If not, we're good. We're talking about how this is harsh. Now, it goes back and it reverts back to what I was talking about when Ellison said that I was extreme. No. I was extreme in maintaining the law, which maintains our liberties, because we are the law. No, what you tolerate is an extreme. It's an extremity what the people tolerate. Murdering your governments, murdering your own babies. And I'm extreme for standing up to preserve the life of the babies and condemn those that are guilty of the blood and the shedding of innocent blood. The people have become so desensitized and so biblically illiterate and constitutionally illiterate. They think I'm extreme when I say we need to bring justice upon the heads of those that are murdering our own children. Okay. That's where America's at. And you know what they say? They say, well, that's harsh. Why are you beating up on us? Hey, listen, if you're a part of the family of God, you better understand something about Jesus Christ. Nobody was harder on his disciples than him. Nobody was harder on his disciples than him. Here, let me give you a prime example of that. And I'm going to come back over to sports here to show you in contrast what it is that I've been telling you. Dick Winters was the captain that was sent forth over into Europe on June 6, 1944. He was a part of the 101st Airborne, and he was an exceptional leader. And when he got back after years of war, he said with a tear in his eyes, after finding out that over 405,399 of our men lost their lives in fighting off a tyrant that we were sold as, that was a tyrant, you know, that's modern history, right? 405,399 men fought, bled, and died in World War II. There was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Did you know what Dick Winters said? He said, if I would have been harder on my boys, if I would have been harder on my men, I'd have brought more home with me. No, America's version of love is not love, it's hate. It's hate. Because it's not the love of God. Somebody said just a couple minutes ago, here, let me highlight something here for you so you understand it's spiritual, it's not carnal. I'll never love like Jesus loved. Well, if you're born of the Spirit, that's all the love that you've got. What are you talking about? Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. When we love, that's the heart of Christ, loving on people through us. That is not a carnal fallen love. That is a risen state. And understanding the Holy Spirit is the one that gave us the love to love in the first place. And we're led to love on men by his Spirit concerning the heart of God. You might want to read the Bible again. And I'm not giving you a backhand, but I am saying read the Word of God because you within yourself have nothing to give anybody outside of what Christ gives them through you. Just like you have no merit to save yourself, no more than you can find a rope made of sand to get you into heaven. It all comes from him. And remember, it's a throne of grace. So what brings us to the throne of grace? The grace of Christ. The Spirit that quickens us to be a partaker of the resurrected life in Christ, people. Ephesians 2, chapter 1. Here, I want to go over and show you something really quick. I got to kind of wrap this up. I could go on for 3 hours again today, but I want to show you something, and I want you to hear it. Affiliates, listen carefully. Remember how I was just telling you, you know, when a preacher's out there preaching out against sin, somehow it's heretical to the world? Of course it is. Hey, folks, people don't understand that the Lord's gospel is intolerant of their sin. It's offended by their sin. And if you understood what I just said, when I'm talking about offense, people, that which defines out as offending God. I'm not talking about offending men. Isn't it interesting today? People are just okay with offending God in their disobedience. And they think to obey and show people their sin before a just and a holy God is harsh. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. A faithful witness delivereth the words of God. The Bible says those that the Lord sends speaketh forth his words, not their own. You can't use carnal means to get men saved, friends. It's only by the Holy Ghost that they will get saved. Again, let's keep this in context. But let me show you on the other side of that, just the hypocrisy of men. You know how I talk about if, you know, every year, especially during fall time in Minnesota, they have the UN Stadium, who was just bought by Larry Silverstone, the guy that was responsible for buying the two towers and then getting a huge insurance plan on the two towers just months before they mysteriously dropped. And somehow or another, that one day, Larry just decided that he wasn't going to go. He wasn't going to go to work that one day. And 3,000 people die except Larry, the guy that owned it and profited from the two buildings falling to the ground. He just bought the U.S. Bank. Just wanted to let you know that. The U.S. Stadium in Minnesota here, I believe it holds up to 80 to 100,000 people. And every fall time, folks, every time they have a football game, you have people in Minnesota, what they'll do is they'll take their clothes off. This is normal. This is the norm. And remember what I said about the preacher. That's heretical when he preaches out against that which offends God. 11:13 of Jeremiah, speaking of sports. But what do? They take off all their clothes.
They put Viking horns on their head. They paint themselves half yellow, half purple before the end of the game because they're screaming the whole time. They lose their voices. And that's normal. That's normal, I guess. That's what people accept as normal today. But when the preacher loves God enough to obey him and preach out that which offends him, something's wrong with them. No, something's wrong with you because you're in a fallen state. I want you to listen to this.
To see, while screaming to the point listen of losing their voice along with any dignity that they may have had left.
This is normal.
And all of this, friends, over a bunch of full-grown men in tights
listen to this.
Fighting over a pig ball.
This is normal.
Or what of a little golf ball? Or what of a baseball? A soccer ball? A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times.
Listen.
Score!
This is normal. Do you hear the commentators losing their voices, friends? These are the commentators now. This is normal, too.
He wins it for the Lightning in overtime.
That's normal. This is normal.
UCLA.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby! My kids get it at noise! The Bruins win it! 1-0!
They say this is normal.
50! The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines!
Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies...
By the way, I also highlighted on that video right after that. Did you also know that that's normal? I just wanted to make sure. It's harsh when a preacher preaches the word of God against sin. That's heretical. Okay, this is modern times, friends. No, that's faithfulness to the Lord by the power of the Holy Ghost, because they understand, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Jeremiah 23:29. They understand Hosea 6:5. They understand when the Lord said, lay the axe to the root of the tree, when he called them a brood of vipers and a bunch of snakes. You do that now? Oh, they'll say it's defamation. You're name calling. Bradley, that was in the flesh. Are you kidding me? What was Elijah's problem in 1 Kings 18 when he began to mock the false prophets? Was he in the flesh? We're talking about a holy lone prophet of God. No, folks, look what they're attempting to normalize. This is absolutely normal. And I want you to hear this before I end today's show, because people say, well, this is harsh. I want to say this. If you're a part of the fold, the sheepfold, you say it's beating the sheep. Nope, they're not the sheep. We're making distinction between the sheeps and the goats, and we're not going to change the menu for the goats if they come inside the sheepfold. To adjust our standard of who Christ is in Acts 17:31 to their fallen state. We're not changing the menu. No, not at all. But what I want you to get here in ending, did you know that your enemies right now, as you're being, you know, sold out by a bunch of Judases and federal and state governments who have yet, by the way, to be brought to justice. Don't sit there and tell me how ICE is out there getting all these guys. They're not doing nothing. Just got a message this morning, a bunch of individuals that just defrauded the people in the state to up to $30 billion, just overflowing in a small town about an hour away from where we're at in the studios. Don't tell me they've been rounded up, people. You've been appeased again and again and again. But here's the deal. Did you know that your enemies have said America and the American people... Your enemies within America have said America's gods are sports. Now is the time to attack. Americans and their new gods is sports. It's time to attack America. And it doesn't just apply to sports as an idol. It can be anything else. Folks, the message is, and it always will be, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you haven't gotten time, or if you haven't had the time to see The Great Awakening yet, go do yourself a favor and check it out. The Great Awakening. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk